With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. Records show Montana's new parole board is granting inmates release sooner after changes were made last year. The Billings Gazette reports data released this week by the Criminal Justice Oversight Council says the Board of Pardons and Parole granted release to 47% of inmates on their first appearance in 2017. That number went up to 67% by April. The Department of Corrections says the time between initial parole eligibility and release had more than tripled between 2000 and 2013. A Roman Catholic bishop says four Montana priests who attended President Donald Trump's rally in Great Falls as VIPs last week should not have been wearing their clerical garb. The priests could be seen directly behind Trump, applauding as he mocked the Me Too movement against sexual assault and Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren. Bishop Michael Warfel said in a Facebook post that he was shocked to see them in a prominent location in clerical attire at a partisan event. Authorities say a 72-year-old Montana man died after his kayak flipped in the Jefferson River. Gallatin County Sheriff's officials said in a statement Monday that Bruce Van Landingham of Bozeman was unresponsive when first responders reached him near the diversion dam south of Sappington Bridge. A vote count released this morning on the proposed special session of the Montana legislature shows the call is not possible without votes from both sides of the aisle. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Republicans are so divided on the proposed special session that it won't happen without support from the Democratic minority. House Minority Leader Jenny Eck says she expects her caucus, as well as Democrats in the Senate, to remain united in their opposition to a special session call. Republicans supporting a special session want to create referendums that would compete with policy outlined in citizen ballot initiatives regarding the future of mining regulation and the state's Medicaid expansion program. If the legislature convened next week to pass referendums, it's possible a special election would have to be called to put those issues in front of voters. Senate President Scott Sales told MTPR last week rallying support for a special session wasn't going to be easy.
It's going to be a very heavy lift to get the 76 votes.
The state GOP controls enough of the House and Senate that if the party was united on this issue, they could call a special session. It takes 76 votes to make that call, and Republicans hold 91 of the legislature's 150 seats. But the latest vote tally released by the Secretary of State shows 19 Republicans have so far voted against the proposal. They could afford to lose only 15 to make the call without help from Democrats. Some Republican leaders pushing for the special session hope Democrats from mining towns like Butte will join their side. Mining industry advocates say ballot initiative I-186 would kill future mining jobs in the state. However, if Democrats remain unanimous in their opposition, the vote will fall short of calling lawmakers back to Helena. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Glacier National Park officials say work has begun to reconstruct a backcountry dormitory that burned in a fire last year. The work to rebuild the Sperry Chalet got underway Monday after trail crews cleared thousands of trees that fell during last year's lightning-caused fire that destroyed the century-old chalet. The Park Service has set aside $12 million for construction. Insurance is expected to pay $1.2 million next year. Smoke visible in the Missoula area today dropped the air quality to moderate. The smoke's likely coming from the Klamathon fire in California. Sarah Cofield of Missoula Public Health said the fire is burning about 35,000 acres near the California-Oregon border. Smoke that can be seen in the sky in other parts of Montana is coming from fires in Nevada and Wyoming. Based on winds, Cofield said smoke should blow out of the Missoula area by tomorrow. Air quality is expected to return to good by this evening. A 5-month-old infant who miraculously survived more than 9 hours being buried under a pile of sticks and debris in the woods of western Montana suffered only minor injuries despite wearing wet and soiled clothes in cold weather, authorities said today. The baby boy is otherwise in good condition. Missoula County Sheriff's deputies were called about 8 p.m. Saturday about a man threatening people in the Lolo Hot Springs area of the Lolo National Forest. Deputies apprehended the man, who indicated that a baby was buried somewhere in the woods. The sheriff's office put together a search crew of federal, state, and local officials that combed the forest outside the hot springs for 6 hours before a deputy heard a baby's cry at about 2:30 a.m. Sunday. He found the baby face down under a pile of sticks and debris, dressed only in a wet and soiled onesie in the 46-degree weather. 32-year-old Francis Crowley is being held on $50,000 bail on a charge of criminal endangerment. Additional charges will follow, the sheriff's office said in a statement Sunday. I'm Nick Mott for Montana Public Radio.